हरिः ओम् गणानां त्वा गणपतिगुं हवामहे कविं कवीनामुपमश्रवस्तमम् श्रीमहागणाधिपतये नमः सदाशिवसदासमारम्भाम् शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् आत्मस्वरूप बंधुगण वी वर डूइंग द टेंथ वर्स ऑफ द एइथ चैप्टर जस्ट वी हैव मेड ए स्मॉल बिगिनिंग विल से द वर्स प्रयाण काले मनसा चलेन भक्त्या युक्तः योगबलेन चैव ध्रुवोर्मध्ये प्राणमावेश्य सम्यक् सतम् परम् पुरुषमुपैति दिव्यम्. दिस् इस् आल् मेडिटेशन् ध्यानयोग. सो एस् शङ्करा पायिण्टेड् औट् एट् दि एण्ड् आफ् दि फिफ्त् चाप्टर् सो कर्मयोग इस् बहिरङ्ग and dhyana yoga antaranga sadhana for self realization. One has to realize one's own fullness. So it is like there is a trap door, just some physical model I am imagining, so be with me for a while. So it is like there is a trap door which opens to a small tunnel, and at the end of the tunnel there is infinite wealth, something like that. Now what all you have to do is open that trap door. Where will be the trap door? Suppose you have hidden some wealth in your home in this way, the way I suggested. Where will be the trap door? In the bedroom, right? The trap door will be in the bedroom, and you have to just, oh, it is hidden. Guhyam guhayam nihito nihitaha. Guha is a secret place. Guha means secret place, a cave. Why a cave? Because it is a secret place. Also because it is dark. That is what a cave is. So guhyam, the word guhyam, secret. You know how it came? Vane bhavam vanyam. The one that is in the forest is called vanya. Ya, ya pratyaya. It comes in the meaning of bhava, bhavartha. So, like grame bhavam. What will it become? Gramya. One which is there in the grama. So, now you tell me, guhayam. Guha is a strilinga shabda. So, guhayam bhavam. Guhyam. The one which is there in the cave. Generally, Count of Monte Cristo, where he got his wealth? You know? So it is in the cave. This is the imagery, that is the metaphor. So it is in the cave of the heart. Heart is the cave. So there is a trap door in the heart. And you open that trap. Heart is like the bedroom, master bedroom. Go, a very sacred place. Do you allow some pollution to come into the master bedroom? No. If there is pollution in the outside room, in the mud room, it's okay, you can handle it. But not in the master bedroom. Master bedroom must be perfect, clean, always pure. This is the master bedroom. Koshanam api kosham, hridayam kosham, parirakshata kosham. Like that there is a verse. O people, parirakshata means, O people, address, protect this kosha, this hidden wealth. Treasure, not even wealth, treasure, protect it. No, no, there are other treasures outside, no. Other treasures are all transient. This is the treasure of treasures, koshanam api kosham, parirakshata kosham. You protect it. Don't allow hurt, guilt, jealousy, anger, desire, all these impurities to come and spoil it. You protect it. So, and you have to have the key to that trap door. So, as you open the trap door in the bedroom like heart, the key is meditation, dhyana. So, shraddha, bhakti, dhyana, yoga, davehi, Kaivalya Upanishad. So, shraddha must be there, bhakti yoga must be there in a person's life, dhyana yoga must be there. So, as you open the trap door and pass, you will, that tunnel will take you to the infinite riches of happiness, which is the Atman. Therefore, that is the method. And one should do it. So, for doing that, the mind should not be impure. The heart should be pure. So, if the heart is like a muddy lake, you know, murky waters will be there, you know, a muddy lake, which is constantly moving. Something or the other is constantly moving in that lake, making the water move constantly, getting agitated continuously, and it is muddy. So, our heart should not be like that. So, what should we do? Let the mind stop moving too much. Let it become calm. Achalena manasa. Just remember this principle. When the mind is calm and quiet, it is not hyperactive. You just note this. Hyperactivity of the mind is a disease. So, you see, every time the mind is hyperactive, either in the incoherent thinking mode or in the compulsive thinking mode, one of the two always happens. So we are very crazy people. We don't know what is sanity. We don't know. We are very crazy people. Because we spend the whole day in incoherent thinking and compulsive thinking. And the thing that we think about, is it having any worth? You believe me? No. There is no worth. What all we think about is so much trash, worthless. Because samsara is like that. Who told you that samsara has got some worth in it? There is no worth in samsara. Therefore, why to spoil the mind and make it impure? By constantly dwelling upon the samsara. That is not the way to do. So what should we do? Bhaktiya. You should have bhakti in life. What is bhakti? Bhakti is remembering Ishvara again and again and again. How many times should I remember Ishvara? How many times you forget Ishvara? That many times you have to invoke Ishvara. If you forget Ishvara 1,000 times in one hour, you better remember Ishvara 1,000 times in that 1 hour. You be like that person who is suffering from cold and draws nearer and nearer to the fire as many times as he can in the bitter winter. Be like that person. Guys, you see that weather? Suppose you make a person stand there, what will he do? He will draw himself nearer and nearer to the source of heat as many times as he can, as often as he can, as much as he can. Similarly, we should draw ourselves nearer and nearer to Ishvara as many times or as much as we can do. We have to spend the waking hours like that, purposefully. That is called bhakti. Bhakti is not just initial steps. Just, oh God, give me this, give me that. I offer you this puja, I offer you that puja. They are initial steps. A spiritual babe trying to make a faltering step. That is how it is. But as you grow in bhakti, so you will draw away from the samsara, nearer to Ishvara, again and again. So as much as you can, one has to draw nearer to Ishvara. There is something that is hurtful in the samsara that should be taken as a message, as a symbol, a signal. So the signal is, so the samsara is hurting only because I am going nearer to it. Right? Otherwise will it hurt? So then you ask me, sir, shall we lock ourselves in a room and also inside the room within a cupboard, shall we lock ourselves and contemplate upon God? Yes, sir, please do that. That is what you have to do. That is what you have to do. If you are a student of Vedanta, that is what you are supposed to do. So, but then we have to go about doing the things that we have to do. I am not saying that. Hands to the work and heart to Ishvara. Bhaktya. So I work. For what? Because work is a worship. That's why I work. That is the spirit. That is bhakti. So, sattvasmin parama prema rupa. That is bhakti, Narada Bhakti Sutra. So, bhakti is parama prema rupa. It is in the form of intense devotion, love, towards Ishvara. Where is Ishvara? Asmin. On this Ishvara. That is Narada Bhakti Sutra. It is considered one of the greatest sutras. Because in that sutra, though it appears like bhakti, he defines bhakti. Athato bhaktim vyakhyasya maha. He says, and then says, sattvasmin parama prema rupa. That bhakti is indeed parama in the form of intense love. Parama prema, not prema. Prema is, you love me, I love you, so I am loving you since long. Why are you still not loving me? So this is prema. Not parama prema. Parama prema will not be like that. Parama prema is like the rose giving fragrance all around without seeking anything. You seek, it is not love. It is selfishness. How can it be love while seeking? I want this, I want that. Do you call it love? How can you call it love? In love, there is no demanding. There is no seeking. No anticipation, no expectation, only giving, like the rose gives fragrance, without asking questions, to whom I am giving fragrance, why should I give fragrance, what is in it for me? It doesn't ask those questions. It is, it blooms, it is, and by its mere presence, it fills the surroundings with fragrance. That is love. Love should be like that. That is bhakti. So, sātu asmin parama prema rupa. Asmin. That is all jnanam is there in that word asmin. Idam sarvam kalvidam brahma. That is the asmin. He doesn't say, sāt asmin parama prema rupa. He doesn't say that. Sāt asmin parama prema rupa means, love for the God above in the heaven. That is not what Narada is saying. That also people say that. God bless them. Let them say what they want to say. We don't say that. We say, sattvasmin parama prema. Asmin. In this God. In this God means what? You see, God, I am surrounded by physical atmosphere. This is how we feel. What all we feel is wrong. We think we are surrounded by physical atmosphere. So that's why we want to know what is the weather for the coming 5 days. So 51 degrees, 49 degrees, like that. Because why should you bother about the temperature around? Arey bhaiya, I am surrounded by physical atmosphere. I should know what is happening in the surrounding atmosphere. This is the notion that we have. This notion is good for watching weather channel, but it is not good for the bhakti. In fact, it is the opposite of bhakti. We are not surrounded by physical. You may say like that. You see, we don't negate or oppose. We don't oppose anything. We negate everything. Negate means it is not real and you transcend. That is different from standing at the same level and fighting with it. So I am not fighting with the weather or weather channel. I am saying it is unreal, and I am saying we should negate it and transcend it. Anyway, you know what I am trying to say. So, all metaphorical statements are supposed to be taken in their true spirit. So, in fact, I want to put a rule there, all metaphorical statements should be changed. So, anyway, don't bother. So, you see, I'm taking the class easy, okay? Is it okay with you? Is it all right? Okay. So, that doesn't mean I'm telling some New York Times news and all that. I'm trying to say the Shastra only, but in a lighter vein. Weather, you see how it is. So, it is the weather for a cup of coffee with a cake. That is what a gentleman said. That is how we draw nearer to the warmth. That is bhakti. Bhakti for warmth. A warm coffee, I have bhakti for it. A warm cake, I have bhakti for it. A warm fireplace, bhakti for it. So move away from the cold, depressing cold, towards the warmth of the fire. This is bhakti. Only difference is replace the fire with Ishvara and the cold with samsara. That is all. Now you have the definition for bhakti. So, sattvasmin parama prema rupa. We should know that we are not surrounded by some physical atmosphere. That is not what surrounds us. We are surrounded by Ishvara. That is bhakti. And then, so, you see, it is like this. As you go deep within means don't live a life dedicated to body consciousness. That is not a worthy thing to do. That is the animal man, not even common human person. That is the animal nature that is there in us. We are devoted to the body consciousness. I am what the body is. The body is male, therefore I am male. The body is white, therefore I am white. The body is Kshatriya, therefore I am Kshatriya. The body is Californian. How body can be Californian, I don't know. Let us take it for granted without going into the discussion. So the body is Californian, therefore I am Californian. So don't take the body. That is called the body consciousness. One should not live below the threshold of body consciousness. At the very initial stages of spirituality itself, one is supposed to cross the threshold of body consciousness. You don't need to be obsessed with the body. So anyway, coming to the point, as you go deep with, this is called deep within. You see, one time I say, rise above. Another time I say, deep within. The spirit is same. So, as you go deep within, means what is behind the body, mind, what is behind the mind. In fact, behind the body you have sense organs. Because, strictly speaking, body is nothing more than an integration of innumerable sensations of touch. All sensations. Wherever there is sensation of touch, there is the body consciousness. Wherever there is no sensation of touch, there you do not have body consciousness. That is how it is. So these sensations of touch, they are all received at a center in the brain and they are integrated, and then the result of an integration is an idea. Always what brain knows is in the form of idea. Right? Brain knows, what brain knows is idea. Like a donut machine. So put the donut raw materials here and what you get out is a donut. What you get out is a donut. Don't give any other name to it. Just you get a donut out of it. Because it is a donut machine. Did you ever see a donut machine? Yeah. You put the raw materials here and get donuts here. Similarly, the brain is like the donut machine. You put raw materials into the brain. What are the raw materials? Sensations of touch, of eyesight, of smell, etc. And all these sensations are put. They are not one sensation or two sensations. Millions and millions of sensations are continuously fed into this machine called brain. And what you get donuts out of it. Not donuts, ideas. What you get out of the brain, don't call it truth. You don't get out of donut machine truth. You get only donut. So, you don't get truth out of your brain. you will get ideas out of your brain. As you put it the other way, what comes out of the process of mentation is an idea. That is the process of mentation. Mentation means all the sensations are integrated. That is the process. And the result of that process is an idea. Now what is the body? It's an idea. Right? And what is behind this idea called body? Sense organs and sensations. And what is behind that those sensations? Mind. And what is behind the mind? The knowingness. And what is behind the knowingness? The being. As you go deep within, you will go deep without. How? What is all around you? Namarupa. Go deeper. Namarupa cannot be the truth. It is very surface consciousness. Local consciousness it is. You are conscious of Namarupa means you are locally conscious. That's all. Nothing more than that. So, go deep. As you go deep within, you will understand the depth of the without. What is the depth of the without? Flower. Go deep. Don't say flower. Go deep. So, what is the depth of it? Flower is a name. Name of what? Abhidhana. Flower is a name? Obviously. Abhidhana. Of what? Designation. Of what? A form. Designated. The form, what is a form? A form is the being conditioned in space. That is what a form is. What is an ornament? Gold conditioned in a design. That is gold. That's why before they make ornament, they make a design. And see the design and make the ornament. Because what is he making there? He is not making anything. He is just fitting the gold into the design. That's right. Similarly, the being conditioned as a particular form. Form is the conditioning in space. If you condition something in space, what you get out of it is called form. Form is space conditioned. Therefore, the being is conditioned. What you got is flower. Therefore, the easiness conditioned is flower. Therefore, if you go to the flower as the designated form, and then go deeper, what you have is the space conditioned, or the easiness conditioned, space and easiness, one and the same. And go deeper than that, what you have is the unconditioned being. You see, when you investigate the without, what you arrive at is the conditionless being. When you investigate within, deep within, again you arrive at the conditionless being. This is called Aham Brahmasmi. This is the Mahavakya. So I am supposed to say something about bhakti. I ended up saying something about Mahavakya. Chalo, this is what how it is. So, ya jnanam, ya bhakteh parakashtha, sa jnanam iti kathyate. If you go, start with bhakti and reach its higher dimension, what you arrive at is called jnanam. It is like the caterpillar becoming the butterfly. They are not different. The caterpillar undergoes some metamorphosis, becoming the butterfly. This becomes that. Similarly, bhakti becomes jnana. Therefore, so the physical atmosphere around is God. So I am surrounded by Ishvara. That is bhakti. Then as I inhale, God is in Ishvara is nearer than the breath itself. That is Ishvara. How can you miss Ishvara? As you inhale, Madhye Vamanam Asinam Vishve Deva Upasate. Kathopanishad. So, the Madhya in the center, heart, Madhya. Heart is Madhya, not navel. Heart is Madhya. That is settled. So, Madhya Vamanam Asinam. Madhya is a small, you know, a small physically. It is not very wide. It is a small. Therefore, if Bhagavan has to sit here, he should be a chota, small guy. Vamanam. He must be Vamana. He is a Trivikrama. He will pervade the entire universe later. But first, to begin with, within. Without, he is a Trivikrama, pervading the three lokas, Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha. But within, Vamana. Madhye Vamanam Asinam. What is he doing there? What is he doing? Why should he sit there? Is not a proper place to sit, very congested, narrow. No, no, bhai, he should sit there. Because, you know, so, urdhvam pranam unnayati, apanam pratyagasyati, madhye vamanam asinam vishvedeva upasate. So, he is the one who is drawing the life-giving air. That is not enough. Life has two poles to it. Life as respiration has two poles. One is inhalation and the other is exhalation. If you just do inhale and keep quiet, then the person won't survive. If he exhales and keep quiet, then also he won't survive. It is a dipole. Therefore, madhyavam, he is inhaling, drawing the air within and then throwing the air without. He is doing that. Is he doing or are you doing? Who is doing? If you are to do it, then you won't wake up. Therefore, he is doing. Vamana is doing. This is Vamanavatara secret. This Vamana, when I open, he is the Trivikrama. Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha. He is the Trivikrama. All the three lokas is he. Now where is God? Asmin. God is here and God is now. Asmin, that God, Parama Prema Rupa. So you have natural, spontaneous, disinterested, dispassionate love. Never ask the question, what is in it for me when it comes to Ishvara? Leave everything behind and go nearer to Ishvara. Do you want warmth or not? When you are suffering from the bitter cold, do you want warmth or not? Yes, I want. Come on, O man suffering from the travails of samsara, why don't you go nearer God and be warm and comfortable? Why, it doesn't require any effort. To function in the samsara, you have to put so much effort. And to go nearer God and receive the warmth of the solace, the peace, you need not make any effort. In fact, you have to refrain from unnecessary effort. That is bhakti. So, prayana kale manasa achalena. But to do bhakti, you see, I tell you, person is suffering from cold. He has to move nearer the fireplace. At that time, that minute or that moment, his entire focus is on that only, nothing else. He feels the cold very intensely, he feels it, and then he moves closer to the fireplace and receives the warmth. Suppose if you say now, he is doing that process, he is in that process, you say, dear friend, I have to discuss some urgent matter with you. He will say, you wait. No, no, it is a $1 million matter. You wait first. Let me get some warmth. Everything else has to wait. Because everything else is meaningless when I am freezing to death. I need to get some warmth and then stay on my feet and be a living entity in comfort. Then everything else can matter. I may have some relevance. Not before I get that warmth. Therefore, bhakti must be the first priority. Everything else is not a priority at all, or maybe a second priority. Both are one and the same. Don't think that when I said there is no second priority and there is no other priority, the priority is second. Both are one and the same. Because at that moment, nothing else exists. And when you have now the comfort of the warmth, then you have the space to look at anything else while retaining this. That means what? At that moment, that is the only priority. Later you can think of another thing. Chalo, that is technical only. So that is the bhakti. Bhakti should be there. And for bhakti to happen, mind should be focused. Manasa achalena. There must be purity in mind. So, I tell you a tip to make the mind pure. How? Make the mind calm and quiet. Keep it calm and quiet. It becomes pure. It is the good old fashion. When we get water from the canal, canal water is the potable water. There is no other water source. The canal is, irrigation canal is there, and you collect water from there. This is an Indian village situation. And put this water in a vessel and keep the vessel without any movement in a corner. Why corner? So that nobody will disturb it. And so just leave it there. And add a crystal of alum and leave it there. You know alum crystal? It is some inorganic chemical, some aluminium, sodium, calcium, all kinds of phosphate, this and that. A crystal. Or there is a seed, I don't know its English name, a seed is there. That seed you put in it. It is a herbal. That alum is inorganic, you can use that. It doesn't dissolve much in water, you can use it. Or this seed you can put. And so just put that seed and leave it in a corner. It should not be disturbed. Every few minutes if you go and touch it, then it will disturb. Once it disturbs, the impurities won't settle down. Once the impurities settle down, the water becomes pure. So the similar thing here. Put the name of the Lord as the crystal in the heart and let it remain quiet. In fact, whether you put the crystal or not, the primary condition is it should be quiet. So make the mind quiet. How will you do it? As many methods as you can think of, they are there. Do one of them and keep the mind quiet. If you allow it to run riot, while you are running behind the running mind, this running mind, also called compulsive thinking, has a peculiar momentum. It drags you along. You will be lost in the thoughts. There will be no peace of mind. So don't fall prey to that inner problem. So, the mind should be quiet. Make it quiet. How do you do? You find out some method and do it. Prana can be used as a lever. All that is said earlier. Prana, Sri Krishna recommends pranayama very strongly. So, apane juffati pranam, prane panam tathapare. So, pranayama parayanaha, something else is there. So it's a yajna. Pranayama, he presents it as a yajna. So there are very subtle techniques with prana. As you watch the prana, so there is prana. And there is God closer to you than breathing itself. And therefore you can discover through prana as a portal, you can discover Ishvara. You can discover the secret of life itself, which is Ishvara. So use one or more of the pranayama methods and keep the mind quiet. When the mind is quiet, the mind is ready to take that, to make that inner journey. Without quietude, the mind is not able to do that inner journey. A very agitated or moving mind, hyperactive mind, is rajasic mind, it is called. Rajasic mind, with a rajasic mind you cannot make that journey. And when you have a rajasic mind, so you means not you, we are all in the same boat, just it is said like that. So when we have a rajasic mind, so we cannot sustain that pain. We cannot tolerate that difficulty, because the compulsive thinking is a very painful process. So you will feel very heavy heart. You will feel a heaviness here. Or you feel a kind of a problem in the gut, some gut-wrenching feeling will come. Because of compulsive thinking, these things happen. Emotion, every emotion has an effect on the body. It deeply affects the body. Entire biochemistry of the body changes by the emotion. because of the emotion. Very dangerous emotions, these emotions are. And we don't know the emotions which have no opposite. For example, the emotion called love without opposite is very rare. Our emotion is all caught between the opposites. What we call love is mostly lust and attachment. There is always an element of love in it, because you cannot be, you cannot move away from the Atma altogether. In spite of the best efforts, you cannot move away from the Atma altogether. That's why there is this Atma, some perfection, some ananda, some satchidan, satchidan. It is always there. That's why we say even ajnana, when we mean ajnana, ajnana doesn't mean you are totally jnana-less. That is not the meaning of it. Ajnana means there is a jnana in you. I am is the jnana. I am, everybody knows that itself is the jnana. Ajnana means imperfect knowledge ityattha, asamagram jnana. That negation has that meaning. Asamagra jnana, imperfect knowledge. You do have knowledge, because you are Atma. How can you be anything other than knowledge? You do have knowledge, but imperfect. You do have ananda and its expressions called life, love, but imperfect. All imperfect and inhibited. Therefore, these emotions could be very painful. And the best way to gain a command over these emotions is, the mind, as it moves and moves, it becomes a source of sadness and a sorrow, fear. Very painful it becomes. Therefore, the mind should become quiet. There are two ways of mind becoming quiet. One is, it becomes dull, tamas. That is the wrong way. It becomes alert and calm, serene, quiet. That is the right way. So, rajas can degenerate to tamas, or it can elevate itself to sattva. And people prefer the degeneration path. Evening, happy hour, that is the degeneration path. Central nervous system, depressant is consumed. When the depressant is consumed, the mind is connected to central nervous system, you know. Therefore, the nervous system gets depressed. Means its activity subsides. And therefore, mind will be a little euphoric to begin with, and then it becomes duller and dull and dull. The person is temporarily free from the inner tormentor called mind. The dull method, that is wrong. That is even worse. Very, very wrong thing. That becomes a habit and a big problem. We should not go near that. Some people use food as an addiction to overcome the inner pain. That is also, it may not be as dangerous as the substance abuse, but it could be as dangerous also. Because today is Sunday, right? Today's special item of CNN is overweight and obesity and diabetes at a very early age. This is the special topic of today's discussion. And he says that Sanjay Gupta is the doctor. CNN doctor he is. So he says means after collecting some figures, he says, the health care cost. Now, the major problem before America is health care. Can you believe it? Mayo Clinic, Cleveland Institute of Heart, all these things are in this country only. Then they should have, health should be no problem. But then that is it is the contradiction. In India, health is not such a big problem. So in India, we have all kinds of doctors. The modern doctors are only in cities, not in villages. You don't find any MBBS doctor in village. As far as I know, there is no MBBS doctor in village. In village, we have our Ayurveda, Vaidyas, and homeopathy people, and all these wonderful gentlemen are there. But if you want allopathy, town, you have to go to town. In town they are there. Now they are infiltrating to towns. Earlier they restricted themselves to cities only. Now cities are saturated, so they are slowly moving into towns. Eventually, maybe in next decade, they will go to the villages. So these village people, they don't have health issues. You know why? because they don't have hospital to frighten them, and they don't have these doctors and all that. Well, they become sick, they hire a vehicle, and they endure and go to the nearest town. That is how they become. This is how a village which is very closely connected with my life, it is till 1 year back. Today also it must be the same. So this way, so there is so much investment on health, and the outcome is so much fear of ill health. I don't know, there must be something wrong somewhere. Anyway, so as Sanjay Gupta says, $100 billion is the cost to the healthcare system in this country on one single topic, that is overweight and obesity. Why so? Because the people are taking to the wrong method of taking of the mind to quieten the mind, they are going in the wrong direction. So that's why when you overeat, the mind becomes dull. The tamoguna it is. That is not the way to make mind pure. The way to make mind pure is, first thing, you eat less. Number one, it should begin there. Only when you eat less, mind can move to sattva-guna. Suppose you have wonderful breakfast, 3 doshas, and some sweet to go with it, and coffee, this and that, and come and sit for meditation. Now meditation, nothing happens. It will take you nowhere. If you want to do meditation, come with an empty stomach and do meditation. More or less empty stomach. We have to take something. Okay, take 3 cups of water and come. Water you can take. Any amount. Some more also you can take if you wish. Water is a jivanam, life it is. And so, the tamasic methods we should not employ. We should avoid them. And then the method of sattva is pranayama, dhyana. Those methods we have to adopt. And then lifestyles should be like that. Yama, niyama, etc. This way you have to purify the mind. Manasa achalena. And then bhakti. Bhakti should be there. The way I suggested. We have to move nearer to Ishvara. The moment you see something of the samsara which is likely to disturb you, move nearer to Ishvara. Like the moment there is a draft of cold air touching the body and making the body cold, you move nearer to the fireplace. That is bhakti. It works. It works with miracles. Some distress, some phone call, some distress, something is about to happen to the person whom I love near and dear. Will that person be safe and hale and healthy? Some doubt is there. Move nearer God. O Ishvara, you are the one who is running this whole show. Bhishasma, Dvatav Pavate, etc. So, the near and dear, you take care of that person. By your grace, everything should be all right. Don't put any demand. The near and dear is going for an interview, you see that he will win. Like that, if you pray, it may work, may not work. Because which is good for him, how do you know? How do you know which is good for him? Suppose he passes this interview, that may be the worst thing for him, because in life he may not progress at all. Whereas some other interview he wins, this he fails, and some other interview he wins, that is good for him. Which is good, you know? Therefore you have to say like this, O Ishvara, I don't know what is good for that person. You know better what is good for, when you are praying for the other person, you know better about the other person's welfare, or God knows better about the other person's welfare. Where is your bhakti? Bhakti is not just saying a few words or mumbling a few prayers. That is not bhakti. This is bhakti. If you think you know what is good for the other person, that is not bhakti. If you say, I surrender to you, O Ishvara, you know what is good and what is bad. You do what is good for that other person. You give the strength of mind to the other person so that he can face the opposites of life. Before the giving to the other person, you give that strength of mind to me also, because I should be able to accept whatever happens to this body mind and to the other body mind. It is all a big show, samsara. We will be planning like this, thinking like this. Should we do bhakti or not? Should we do this or not? In the meanwhile, life itself ends. It is all very flashy like thing, I tell you. It is all very temporary. Nothing is really here. It is all moving, transient. So know that and do bhakti, sharanagati, munirarishvara. Learn to surrender and further and further and further. Hand over the burden. You see, one person entered into a train in India, so the general compartment. So now the person has got the old-fashioned bundle of his belongings put in a gunny bag and tied at mouth, and that bundle he is carrying on his head. And so immediately one Mahatma, he offered him a seat because this person is carrying his bundle. Come and take seat. So this person carefully, keeping the bundle there, sat there. Then the Mahatma told, keep the bundle underneath the seat and relax. Then he said, my bundle I have to carry. Who else will carry if I don't carry my bundle of my things? These are all I have to carry on my head. Arey bhai, you cannot carry it. It is the train which carries. Put it underneath the seat. How can train carry my So he has to put it underneath the seat, right? So, is he carrying that bundle or is the train carrying? It is the train which is carrying. Know that fact. And readjust your thinking to that fact and relax. Learn to relax. Bhakti understood is relaxation. Bhakti not understood appreciately, not understood properly, not appreciated in its glory, it can become an additional job to do. Ayayo, I am doing so many things, now I have to do this thing also. So many, I have to take care of the 4 children, and this husband is equivalent to 6 children. So we have to take care of these 2 guys, and then I have to take care of myself. And in this process, I forgot about my God. Poor God, he is remaining without food and everything, he just remained there. There is no dhupa to the God, there is no dipa to the God. Poor God, no naivedyam, I forgot. So you don't get pressured like that. So the bhakti should not become a burden. People are afraid. My God, aparadha, something happened and Bhagavan will punish me. So now what happened? A person who doesn't talk about God is doing all right. He is very calm and quiet. Whereas this person doing bhakti is shaking with fear. It should not be like that. Bhakti should help us to relax. It should not become a burden to us. How it will happen? By knowing properly. Understand correctly. So, So puja, etc. we are doing because it is an effort to go nearer to Ishvara. It takes us nearer to Ishvara, like moving nearer the fireplace. That is the puja. That is the spirit of the puja. Anyway, so bhaktya yuktaha. You can say so many things about bhakti. So asmin, you look without the space. Oh, Ishvara. As a space. Prithivi. Apaha. Asmin. This is Ishvara. Don't look at it as a Prithivi. Look at it as Ishvara. Don't, if you say this part of the Prithivi is mine and the rest is not mine, that is samsara. We are not talking of that. Prithivi. You see, it is like the wisdom of the local tribes, American Red Indian tribes, they used to say, the Lakota tribe of South Dakota, they, one of those tribes had, he said, we do not own the land owns us. He said that. And he said his ancestors, as far as he could understand, for thousands of years, lived on that principle. The land owns us. We do not own the land. They got this principle of owning the land. And that came to them only along with industrial revolution and its after effects. They never thought that they own land. You think about it. Do we own land or the land owns us? What is the truth? You see how far we have moved away from truth. In our worldliness, we are worldlings. We just talk of bhakti and all that. Even while talking, I feel sad for myself. What bhakti we are talking? We are very worldly people. For us, bhakti is another mechanism to promote our worldliness, nothing more than that. It is not bhakti for Ishvara, it is bhakti for the world only. We should not call it bhakti anymore. Love for the world should not be called bhakti. Love for Ishvara alone is called bhakti. Sattvasmin. If you love a piece of land as mine, that is not bhakti. That is samsara. If you look at the whole prithivi, not mine and mine idea is not there, it is prithivi. That is also not bhakti. You are a very ethical person and you are an intelligent person. And now you look upon earth as Ishvara, manifest. That is bhakti. And then apaha, vayuhu, agnihi and akasha. So asmin paramaprema rupa. Paramaprema is now, you see now paramaprema means what? I love my cat, I love my dog, I love my friends and I love my children and I love my husband, I love my home, I love my wife. So what is this love for God, how it will be? You see, it is not like that. Paramaprema means this. God alone is real. Everything is unreal. Ishvara knows what is good for me. And whatever he sends, it is for mangala. Yadeva bhavate tadeva mangalaya. I surrender to Ishvara. This is paramaprema. Paramaprema means, cat, I love my cat. So what will you do with it now? You keep it in your lap and go on doing something to it. Is that what you call love? Maybe love, I don't know what it is. I am not sure about it. But love means the total relaxation in the understanding that whatever happens, happens by the wish of God. And whatever happens, happens for the best. Yadeva bhavati, tadeva mangalaya. And whatever happens, I accept. Because it is Ishvara's will. Why should I pit my will against Ishvara's will? That is not bhakti. I surrender my will at the altar of Ishvara's will. That is bhakti. Once we have that kind of a relaxation, then it begins, the progress begins. Bhaktya yuktaha yoga balena chaiva. You should have the yoga, the bala of the yoga, strength of the yoga. You see, this path, for walking on this path, you need the strength, not physical strength. Because it is not any physical journey, like walking 10 miles or 20 miles. If you want to go up the seven hills to visit the lord of the seven hills, Balaji, by walk if you want to go, then you need physical strength. They do that. But there also, it is not the physical strength which makes the people walk. They are not physically strong. Some physical strength is required. If the person is suffering from 101 degrees of fever, he will not be able to walk. So he has taken his breakfast, etc. He can walk. He is reasonably okay. But then, there is another strength behind the physical strength. Manobalam. The strength of the mind. And then that manobala, how it will come? Yoga balena. So yogat balam, yoga balam. The bala that you acquire by yoga. Yoga will give you balam. What is yoga? You can answer it in many, many ways. The word yoga is like an Airbus word. It can include so many disciplines within it. It is used very extensively. So, yoga balena. Now, let me say what Shankara says. So, I have Shankara Bhashyam before me. You see, if Shankara Bhashyam is not there, only verse is there, then the responsibility is mine to figure it out and to tell you. And having told you this is what yoga is, then it is something which I am saying, and that is the truth. You all should follow me and follow, that is the truth. So I don't arrogate that much to myself. So Shankara Bhashyam is there before me. Let me relax. So now I am relaxing. How? Yoga means this. Samadhija samskara pracheya janita chitta sthairya lakshanam yoga balam. You may be frightened of Sanskrit samasa, but I am not frightened of Sanskrit samasa. It makes me happy. So it can make you also happy, just as I was joking. So for me, the word yoga makes me shaky. What is this yoga? Now what answer? How should I explain this yoga? I am a very unassured person. I don't know how to explain the word yoga. But when I look at the Bhashya, now I get all the assurance from it. It makes me, now I have an armor of Shastra with me. So the Bhashya is the armor. Now I can explain the word yoga. The samasa doesn't frighten me. It is a single word yoga that frightens me. The samasa doesn't frighten me. Because the samasa explains what is that single word and reveals the meaning of that single word, yoga. Krishna's word, yoga balena cheva. Krishna loves this word, yoga. Wherever you see yukta, yunjita, yoga, and any other words related from the dhatu, yuj, that is all yoga only. Yukta haraviha, yoga. Yukta means yoga. So, yukta, so many, sayukta kratsna karma kruta, yukta is yoga. Yogi ityuchyate, yogi samaloshtashma kanchanaha, yoga. Tasmad yogi bhavarjuna. Krishna loves the word yoga. You know why? How do you know that he loves the word yoga? So many places he used. More than that, he gave advice to Arjuna. Hey Arjuna, be a yogi. Be a yogi. No, I want to do tapas. Okay, you can do tapas, but first be a yogi. No, I want to do karma. No, it's okay, you can do karma, but be a yogi. I want to acquire panditya, knowledge, scriptural knowledge I want to acquire. Okay, you can do that also, but be a yogi. That is more important. Tapasvibhyodhiko yogi, karmibhyascha matodhikaha, jnanibhyaschadhiko yogi, tasmat yogi bhavarjuna. Okay, what is yoga? Yet this yoga has a very wide area to cover. But let us take what is yoga here. Samadhija samskara prachaya janita chitta sthairya lakshanam yoga balam. Chitta sthairya is yoga. The stability of the mind is yoga. Mind should be stable. You see, suppose there is an issue. You take a stand in the morning and change the stand by afternoon. And by evening you change the stand, like some of our politicians in India. So, there was a gentleman, when I go to Kakinada, the local political leader. The name is known to me, not the person. How can the person be known to me? I am a very simple person, I am not known to any such big, he is a very big man. How the name I know? Because when I am going to Kakinada, every street and every wall, including the road signs, etc., they all have the photograph of this gentleman with a name underneath. So last time, I remember that his name was with the Congress flag, but this time his name is with BJP flag. What happened? My memory is wrong. Then somebody told me, your memory is wrong, not wrong, it is right only. He changed it to BJP. Oh, God bless him. Good, good. BJP, he wanted to do some good work here. But then the other time, again 6 months, one time, we go there. This time he is with the Telugu Desam flag. What happened? No, suddenly he got love for Telugu people more. Earlier he did not have that much love. He has love only for Indian people, but now he has more love for Telugu people. Oh, maybe. Then again I went, he is now in Congress. So where will he stay? They gave up. They just gave up. And so people also gave him up. He did not get elected now this time. Because they don't know in which party he is. Totally confusing. In which party he is, they don't know. This is called Ayaram Gayaram. So, we should not be like that. Chitta sthairyam. There should be stability of mind. The fickle-mindedness should not be there. And this chitta sthairya means once you are committed to self-knowledge, then you should have that chitta sthairyam. Our commitment is It is not a commitment at all. It is all convenient to bhakti. So, convenient to bhakti means you know. Yeah, the word itself is self-explanatory. Convenient to bhakti. It is very convenient to say, Atma is Brahma, occasionally saying like that, is very convenient. You feel, you derive a sensation out of it. Because the sensation comes. I can't explain any further. Aham Brahmasmi. So I know Vedanta. Atma Bodha, Tattva Bodha, this Upanishad, that Upanishad I have studied. So that sensation comes. And so we feel that the sensation that we get out of this effort, that gives us a false notion that I know. What you know or what I know. What you know cannot be the truth, bhai. You, by the time you know the truth, you have already denied the truth. So, not like that. So, it is not the sensation. That must be an important prioritization must be there. The chittasthairya. How this chittasthairya comes? Will it come in a day or two? No, it won't come in a day or two. Shankara says, you have to cultivate it. You have to carefully accumulate it. Samskara prachaya janita. That chittasthairya is a samskara. It is a mode of the mind, an important mode of the mind that you have to cultivate and prepare the mind. And how do you have to prepare? Meditation. Samadhija. Samadhi is meditation, not a trance. Alertness, awareness. You are aware of the truth. You are aware of yourself as the conscious being. Even while traversing the path of samsara, you are aware of yourself as the conscious being, not a being this or that, just the conscious being. And you remain like that proverbial leaf, Padmapatram. Even while remaining in the murky waters, it doesn't get murky. Similarly, even while going through the path of samsara, you don't lose that inner sense of being. I am the conscious being, not being this or that, just the conscious being. That is the awareness. This can be cultivated as a discipline of meditation, and also it is cultivated as an inner current of wisdom that keeps us going all through the affairs of the life. Even while conducting the affairs of the life, I abide in my inner swarupa. That is the sense of being or the awareness. So that is called samadhi. Samadhi means samadhana, means the alertness about one's own self. So that alertness, that awareness is called samadhana. And that is very important quality. You should be constantly aware of the movement of your mind, how it is functioning, how it can yet mislead you. You should be cautious and awareful. That is the samadhi. And that helps you to acquire the stability at the level of the mind. And that stability is very important to walk the path of self-realization. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Shri Guru Chodama. Hari Om Tat Sat Shri Krishna Arpanamastu.